Sync Software is a technology company engaged in developing preventative healthcare technology. The company has developed the world's first smartphone-linked heart health sensor. They recently won €50,000 in the Intertrade Ireland Seed Corn Competition for Best Emerging Company. On the line with me now is Cuivan McKernan, Commercial Director at Sync. Cuivan, tell us how this application works.
So we've developed a heart sensor that sits on your ear and using Bluetooth, it's connected to your smartphone. Mm. And there we've got a signal analysis engine that analyzes, you know, this very high-resolution heart data. And from this, then, we can use this data to and plug it into some various games or their smart health apps.
Where did you come up with the idea for this?
Darren Hughes, the MD, came up with this idea. He had been looking at this area, but he comes from a gaming background, although he's a biomedical engineer. And so, when he looked at the space, he saw that the existing products there, that kind of like those stress relievers and that kind of thing, are not very sophisticated. You know, the user interface is quite limited, I suppose. And what he wanted to do was, apply a kind of a fun and engaging kind of game context to taking this information from the heart. And there's a whole suite of new products coming onto the market at the moment, where you've got a piece of hardware that's connected to your smartphone. Using the smartphone as the interface, and especially in the mHealth, the mobile health market. If you go into the likes of Apple or Best Buy, in the States now, they've got sections and shelf space dedicated to health and wellness products and products along that line.
That gamification element is we're beginning to see it more and more. Do you think that it really helps to draw people into what they're doing rather than having something that just tells them information about what's going on, that you have something in front of you that you can actually, it's almost like you're controlling it yourself. It's helping you to draw you into what you're doing.
It certainly does. I mean, what it really does as well is that, it focuses you on on the task. I mean, a lot of people have the best of intentions to look after their health, but they'll get distracted or whatever it is. And if they're just looking at flat numbers, they're not going to engage with it as much, But if we can put it in a context that people enjoy doing this, and there's a slight personal challenge involved, they're more likely to use it and more likely to use it repeatedly.
When you say games, what exactly do you mean by games?
These games are really they address specific problems, and the one we're launching with is address the problem of stress, which everyone suffers from these days. Mm. And the only way, I suppose, of actually reducing your stress is through diaphragmatic breathing, or this meditative breathing. But it's not something that most people would either know about or actually do. So what these games do is they will give instruction to the user on their breathing rates, and as they follow these guidelines using live feedback from the heart, measuring those stress levels, the game will progress. And for instance, one of those games is the Zen Life, which is a bonsai tree, where you start off with a pot, and as your stress levels begin to reduce because you're following the breathing meter, the game begins to progress, as in the tree starts to grow using some of your that feedback. Mm-hmm. And every time it grows, every time you do it, it's a different tree because it's using that live feedback.
Do you think that we're in danger of bypassing our doctors, our physicians, etc., in place of getting advice from these applications and stuff like that, using technology to bypass doctors?
Well, I suppose you have to, there are two there. You know, I suppose this is, we're aiming this at a soft wellness space, you know, so really it would be seen as an ancillary product to anything medical. I mean, this is the equivalent of you know, doing a yoga session, you know, that kind of thing. So people who would be interested in their in preventative health or maintaining themselves will use this kind of a product, as opposed to, you know, self-medicating.
How do you get something out there like this into a market? Is this isn't necessarily a niche market, though, is it? At this moment in time, health and well-being is quite a huge market now, isn't it?
It certainly is. However, there are no products like ours on the market, that we know of so far. And we believe we've got a good start in that space. So we had planned on, I suppose, launching an e-commerce site initially and then going to retail. But we're actually in discussions now about bringing that retail opportunity forward, you know, which is very exciting for us. We plan to do both in tandem in the new year.
Can we expect to see more applications and more things like this coming from you guys over the next couple of years?
What we plan to do is we have the heart sensor and signal analysis engine, and we'll be releasing suites of products. You know, the initial one, like I said, you know, tackles the problem of stress. You know, we're also working on one that will look at your, you know, estimate your heart age, and that can not only you know, feed into more to other apps, you know, related to preventative healthcare.